You are now on air.
Audio Month, day number 13. The audio date is 11.13.2019. Current time is 06:34 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Napod Pomo, day 13. Audio month, day 13 for November 2019. The original audio month, as far as I'm concerned. Hello there, folks. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter. And yes, I do have the morning coffee this morning. And tasting very good and very warming, because right now, currently outside, it's 11 degrees Fahrenheit. It is cold. It is Arctic cold yesterday. We got hit with a blast of cold air yesterday, along with that. What did I say yesterday in yesterday's audio submission for Audio Month 2019? Got about an inch, 3/4 of an inch to an inch out there in the backyard, in front yard, and all over. We got a lot of cold weather, but it's going to continue on today, partly cloudy, high of 29 degrees with the winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, so a mix of clouds and sun. And this morning the sun is going to be rising here in a little bit at 06:53, so that's in about, is that 10 minutes? No, 20 minutes. It's about 15 more minutes, thereabouts. And it'll be setting later later in the day here at 4:48 p.m. And hopefully I will be home by then. I'll get to that in a minute here. But and I'm still looking at a full moon out my side window here by the computer desk, what I call my studio. I posted up a picture over there on Twitter, on my Twitter feed at Fireman Rich, and it's sitting still about, I'd say about maybe 25, is that 30, maybe almost a little below 30 degrees off the horizon. But it's a full moon, and I did see Orion's Belt out there before the light started shining here. So the sun is starting to rise, and we do have cloudy overcast and the like. But you can see from the title that I'm going to be talking about fast food, because if you haven't heard about the Impossible Whopper, you're under a rock, because that's the newest, well, at least here in the States, because I'm finding out that they've been doing these meatless burgers overseas here for not just Burger King, surprising. I just found that out doing a little research on the article here. But yesterday, I was out and about, and I had to take care of getting some items there in town, and actually a local town here, and happened to be right around lunchtime. So I figure, what the hell? I'll go to the Burger King, which is a fast food. Yeah, I know there's people that, oh, you're going to be talking about fast food, that's bad for you and all that. Stow it. I don't eat as much. I used to be an advocate. I used to eat it a lot back in my younger day, but as I'm getting older, I don't eat it as much. But I do enjoy the occasional visit to the, and actually my last three times going to fast food have been to Burger King because of this new sandwich they have out. It's called the Impossible Whopper, which is a meatless, plant-based burger that tastes very good. Yesterday was the third time I've had this sandwich, because I did do an audio back in September, to be exact, September 16th at 12:27 p.m., where I was out and about again in another town that had, this is a different Burger King, but and there's a picture there. It's just a regular old school audio that I did of my first Burger King Impossible Whopper. And I've been seeing the commercials, and I was up there getting something. What was that? I think it was at Harbor Freight. Yeah, I was at Harbor Freight picking up some items. And or else I could have been servicing the car. It might have been servicing. You know, the thing is, I was servicing the car. That's what it was. I was up at the... So there was a Burger King just down the road, and I stopped in there figuring, well, good opportunity, and tried one. No cheese. I don't put cheese on my burgers from Burger King. Or I think I do. When I go to McDonald's, I'm usually a quarter pounder guy when I go to McDonald's. And Burger King Impossible Whopper, my first impression was wow. And I'm going to put a link to that audio in the audio description box here, the show notes to this audio, so if you want to listen, you don't have to search for it in my audio selections there here on Anchor. You'll have the link right to it, and you'll see the picture of the first Burger King Impossible Whopper that I ate. But and I enjoyed the one I had yesterday. It was very, very tasty, and I figured I made mention about to the individual that was serving me that this is my third one, and they're probably soon to be discontinued. And he sort of indicated they were, but then yesterday late. I came across this article, a couple articles when I looked into it that. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon, the Impossible Burger, and because Burger King is making three new meatless burgers to follow the Impossible Burger. So, oh, what's that music? Let's get rid of that music. That's an article I have up on the thing here. Oh, so much. It's live audio, folks. Yeah, I'm not gonna edit this out. It's tied into the. The iPad Mini is tied in. I got this other article I'm going to be referencing to. But Burger King is making three new meatless burgers to follow the Impossible Whopper. First came the Impossible Whopper, a shocking meaty plant-based burger that hit Burger King nationwide earlier this year. And I've had it three times, and all three times they've been good. It's just been the regular Impossible Whopper, no cheese, and... was it the French fries? French fries are actually good. I can remember when Burger King's French fries sucked. They're actually a lot better, almost better than McDonald's, and a medium Coke. The Royal Burger chain described the addition as all Whopper, no beef. It's a juicy, craveable, and delicious as the original Whopper, and fans agree the Impossible Whopper was one of Burger King's best product launch to date. And I would have to say so, having had three times, because with the selection they have, it's automatically the Impossible Whopper. And I enjoy a regular Whopper, even a Whopper with cheese. It's pretty good sandwich, because just the way they dress with fresh tomato, fresh lettuce, pickles, and the mayonnaise and stuff, it's great. Now that mighty plant-based Whopper wants to expand its family, the chain announced this past Monday, enter three new Impossible Burgers coming to Burger King. The Impossible Whopper Jr., like its large predecessor, the Impossible Whopper Jr. has the same exact ingredients of the Impossible Whopper: tomatoes, lettuce, mayo, ketchup, pickles, and raw onions, just in a smaller package. The Impossible Burger, imagine the simplicity of Burger King's hamburger, complete with ketchup, mustard, and pickles on a sesame seed bun, but swap out the beef with the Impossible Patty, which the Impossible Patty is a company that makes these patties for Burger King. And the second one is going to be the Impossible Cheeseburger, same as above, add cheese. The same are the three new Impossible Burgers aren't available nationwide yet, and are being tested at 180 restaurants in Milwaukee, Cedar Rapids, Augusta, Cincinnati, and Buffalo, a spokesman from Burger King stated. And let's see, Burger King, oh, this is testing what is dubbing the Rebel Whopper in 2,400 restaurants across Europe. Like the Impossible Whopper, the European version is plant-based and 100% beef-free, but unlike the Impossible Whopper, the patty is made from the Virginian butcher instead of by Impossible Whopper, Virginia Butcher, or Vegetarian Butcher, which is, I guess, a company over there in Europe. Impossible Foods, of course, is one of the biggest suppliers of plant-based burger patties for restaurants and fast foods, along with competitor Beyond Meat. Both are surprisingly similar to the real deal. Hence, and I would say so. We've had Impossible Whoppers here at the house, and we bought them at Walmart. But they are good, I would have to say. And let's see. Burger King starts offering veggie Rebel Whopper across Europe. Now, this is the other article that I had the music there. I had to mute. Let's see. Burger King started offering its meat-free Rebel Whopper across Europe this past Tuesday in one of the largest product launches in history and the first big restaurant deal for Unliver plant-based patty. I guess they make the burger for over there in Europe. Now available in more than 2,500 Burger King's outlet in 25 countries on the continent, the Rebel Whopper features a patty made by the Vegetarian Butcher, a Netherlands-based manufacturing of fox. I guess I asked the missus about that. I guess it's French for false meat products brought by Unliver in the at the end of 2018 they started. Restaurant chains have been testing products and suppliers in a race to meet growing demand for meat alternatives worldwide. Burger King launched the Rebel Whopper and the Rebel Chicken King in Sweden earlier this year and began offering the Whopper in the United States that's made with a patty from Impossible Food Incorporated. Now here's the kicker. Now I didn't realize this. Rival McDonald's Corp meanwhile selected Nestle SA for meatless burgers it offers in Germany and Beyond Meat and Corp patties for a test in Canada. The Burger King deal in Europe is a coup for Unliver, which has added more plant-based products including Hellmann's egg-free mayonnaise and dairy-free Magnum and Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Burger King had delivered the Rebel menu items in Sweden with a Dutch producer, Viver. The Vegetarian Butcher was the best possible partner for European rollout, according to the Burger King spokesperson. So there we have it. We have meatless burgers now. And I mean, you look at this Impossible Whopper, and like I said, I've had them three times, and all three times they've been outstanding, okay? And it's meatless, okay? Now, it's not a dietary thing, because you can go do the research. This Impossible Whopper has just as much calories as a regular Whopper, okay? It doesn't have the, about the same fat content and whatnot. So, but it is meatless. That's the thing. So it's for a vegetarian. I'd really like to get it'd be interesting to see what a vegetarian or a vegan would think. And I'd have to ask around, to because I know some folks that know some vegans. As far as would they eat this? Probably not, because it's associated with the fast food chain and stuff, and the stereotype as far as that. But I think it's a really great option as far as that goes and if you have, I think it's worth a try, just to say, hey, you tried one and stuff like that. I'm really, I give it 5 stars. And you can, when you listen, if you listen to my initial take of the Impossible Whopper there on my Burger King Impossible Whopper audio back in September. You'll see that. It's and like I said, I've had it three times. It's good. I will continue to have it if as long as Burger King has it, and I'll probably, you know, Burger King to me is slightly edged over McDonald's. McDonald's puts out a good product and all that, but I think Burger King has really stepped up their game. And I'm not as, I guess ever since I think it was a few months back, I watched the movie The Founder with Michael Keaton playing Mr. Kosh, who supposedly was the big CEO of McDonald's. And I credited as far as finding, he founded the McDonald Corporation, but the actual McDonald's concept came from the McDonald brothers out there in California back in the early 50s. And if you want to see a good movie about how all these fast foods started, it all originates back to the McDonald brothers on their workflow. So The Founders with Michael Keaton, it's on Netflix, and it is a good movie. It's a good movie to where you see how they developed that and who is present as far as to find out there. Even the, I think the one guy asked him, what do you make, tacos? And he's just looking at the workflow and how he can use that concept for tacos. And what's your name? He says, I'm Mr. Bell. So it's the founder of Taco Bell was there. So it just ties that in. It's very good. But hey, if you have not tried an Impossible Whopper and you have a Burger King near you, I would suggest go ahead, try one, and I think you might like it if you're a connoisseur of, you know, not a lot of fast food, but you like to, you know, visit every once in a while like I do now. Hey, that's about all I have for now. I'll be traveling today, and we'll see what the day brings, and be on the road here. Got to make a little trip up to Syracuse this afternoon. So you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.